Shalom Aleichem, we are continuing in Mishnah Yomi for the 26th of Tevet. We are in chapter 22 of Shabbat, Mishnah Gimel. Shover Odom et Achavit. A person can break open a cask. Echol Chemenu Grogrot. To eat the dried figs that are inside. So it's a sealed cask, and he's taking a hammer or a knife or something, and he's whacking an opening into it. Bevotchli et Kovin Losod Kli. Provided he does not intend to make a Kli. Meaning he doesn't want to make a nice, even opening for this sealed cask to make it, you know, a nice situation where it's easy to reseal. So this is the Mishnah related to opening a brand new soda bottle or the like on Shabbat. There were some postgame who said that removing the lid, unscrewing the lid, makes that lid, which was previously sealed onto the bottle, into a kli. Other postgame disagree. Some say that it falls in the category of choslot, of things that are discarded anyway, and you're not really intending to make a kli because you're going to discard it. So you should see the there's arichos. There's a lot of discussion in the postgame about opening such containers on Shabbat. And the Mishnah continues, v'ein nokvin migufa shochavit, and you can't put a hole into the seal of a cask, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you'd put a hole into this, the seal was sort of like the lid that was put on top of the cask and then sealed with wax or clay. So you can't put a hole in there to get your groger, to get your wine out. The Chachamim Matirin, some of the gears are Rabbi Yossi Matir. So either Rabbi Yossi or all of the Chachamim, they would allow putting a hole into the lid to get things out, because you're not really making a kli, you're just making an opening to get things out. But not from the side, because then it's easier to pour out. So then it's like tikkun, it's like making a nice kli. The imhaito nekuva, if a kli was already had a hole in the lid for access, lo yitan aleha shova, you can't put wax on top to reseal it, mipneshu mimareach, because he would be spreading out the wax. As mimareach is a tolda of mimachek, of smoothing, like we had where they would scrape the hide, scrape the leather. So this mimareach, spreading out a substance, is mimachek, is smoothing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, maise bolif ner ben Yochanan ben Zahib Arv. He said a case la maise came in front of Rabbi Yochanan when he was in Arv. Amar choseshni loy mechatot. He says, I am suspicious, I'm concerned he might be chayev chatot, for being memachek, for his memareach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said a similar thing by someone trapping a non-poisonous scorpion on a bowl on Shabbat. He was concerned that that might be actual trapping. Remember, we discussed that trapping a poisonous or aggressive animal would be mutter if you don't actually need the animal, but a one that's not poisonous or threatening, he was suspicious earlier that was chayev chatat. Great, unto Mishnah Dalit. Notnin tavshil l'toch habor. You may put your cooked food into the bor, down into the pit, bishvil sheyesh shamor, so it will be preserved. Now, if you dig down into the ground, it's cooler, it's colder down there, so the heat won't spoil that. They actually used to dig quite a ways deep into the ground to make like what we would consider a refrigerator in ancient times. Vet hamayim ayofim b'roim, and you can store good water, drinkable water, in bad water. Now it's in a clear, it's in a water bottle or something, so it will stay cold. So it's a hot day and you want your water to stay cool, your drinking water, you could put it into the river, into the mikveh, even though that water you can't drink. And you can take cold water, it's too cold, you can put it out in the sun, so it will warm up. And there's a chiddush here, we're not worried about smoothing out the bottom of the bore, the bottom of the pit, sometimes worried about smoothing dirt floors. And there's also a chiddush, we would allow leaving it in the sun to warm up, even though sometimes we're concerned that if we allow cooking in the sun, someone might cook in ashes, like this, put something inside of hot ashes, which we learned earlier is forbidden, it's told of ash, it's like from the fire. The mission continues, Mishin Noshru Kelov Bederech B'mayim, someone was walking on the road and his clothing fell in the water, and now it's soaking wet. Macholach Behen Ve'Nechoshish, so he can keep walking with them even though he's dripping wet, and we're not worried. We're not worried that people will see him and think that he's done his laundry on Shabbos. Higi Lechatzer Yitzona, he reaches the outer courtyard, it could be the first courtyard when he gets back to town. Shochtan b'chama, he can spread out these wet clothing in the sun to dry out, but not in front of people. Now, the Bartner here says something really important. It says, Mishnah zo d'chuyahi, this Mishnah was pushed aside. Shehalacha b'yadenu, we have a halacha in our hands, kol davar, anything, she'asru chachamim b'bin marat ayin, that our sages forbid because other people are going to see it and think that you did something asr, chas v'sham, filu b'chadri chadarim asr. It's even asr to do, you know, in a private room where no one can see it. Hilkach asr l'shochtan, filu shelo k'negadam. Therefore, it's forbidden to spread them out, even not in front of the people, like the Mishnah suggests. So something that's Asr Rishon Marat Ayin, you can't even do in private. Chazak Baruch, Tizku L'Mitzvot.